Jenny Bax is with us once again here on Ultra 96.5 for Treasuring Mothers. Good morning, Jenny.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Jason.
See, Scott, see the smile, warmth that comes from a smile.
Yep. And he's a good boy whenever you walk in.
Is he bad?
He can be naughty. And then you walk in, all of a sudden he's Mr. Goody Two Shoes, Jason.
But you're the one with Goody Two Shoes today. You've got
my new special shoes. They're Vinny shoes. They cost me $8. But they're nice. I'm taking them off. Look at this.
No!
Look, I'm going to show you that. Look. Slater's size 11.
Yep.
And they're really comfortable. They're not even smelly yet because I've only been wearing them for like an hour. Actually, maybe they are.
Someone else wore them, though.
Yeah. All right. Actually, no, I don't ever want to think about that.
Jenny, what would you like to talk about today?
What are we talking about?
Today, I was just reflecting during the week how often during this segment I talk about how I write things down to work things through. And I thought, well, let's have a bit of a chat about that. Let's talk about journal writing and how you can use that to treasure your children, to treasure your mother and your father, and to treasure yourself, really. It relates specifically to mothers, but also it relates specifically to anyone listening. To be able to sit down and reflect on what your life is like at the moment, every day, is quite a good thing to do.
It's interesting because Nathaniel Garvin, our previous general manager, I reckon the amount of times he said to me, "Do you write a journal?" I'm like, "No, I don't." He said, "You need to write a journal." You know, like, because him, you know, for him, it's just so helpful in just everyday life and just being able to reflect what you're going about. I think it's something precious for the kids too, to, in years to come, looking back through your mum or dad's journal.
Yes, well, that's possible. The sort of journal I'm talking about, though, is scrawl. It's the top of mind stuff.
Just get it all out.
Get it all out. Yeah. You're not necessarily ever going to look at it again, although you might. You're not expecting anyone to ever read it again. In fact, if you wanted to burn them, you could. You could use a crappy old exercise book or a beautiful journal. And you could do any of those things. But the thing is that just sitting down for half an hour at the beginning of a day and writing in longhand and not choosing not to type anything, because the connection between your physical writing and your soul and your body and your mind all comes together in this way, which sometimes is really trivial, you know, what I've got on today, what I've got to do, my to-do list, the things that I need to think about. But other times it's problem solving, like, oh, how do I get my daughter to get her homework done? Or I want to catch up with my brother and I don't know where he is or what to do about it. And there's problem solving that can happen just in the space of writing down the things and getting a perspective.
You clear your head a little bit almost. Like,
you do.
And be able to put some structure around it.
That's right. So you may remember that I was telling you a story about last year when I realised as a process of doing this that my mum, who died the week after I turned 16, she was at home with us on my 16th birthday. And as I was writing in my journal, I was reflecting for quite a few weeks about what happened during that time. And it suddenly occurred to me that she held on. She held on until my 16th birthday. And that meant that she was there and that she didn't die until a week later. In fact, she went into hospital that afternoon. And I'm eternally grateful because now my birthday is never mucked up with the anniversary of her death.
Yeah.
And I worked all this out that she stayed home specially for me. I worked this out just last year by doing this process of writing in my journal. So if you've had any difficult time or stress or anything that you still feel like you haven't sorted through, doing this constant writing down day after day after day is a way of releasing that and giving you a way forward often.
And you may actually even write something that you go, oh, wow, you know, I didn't realise that was in there.
Yeah, and, that's right.
Bring some clarity to a situation.
You do, but unless you sit down and do it every day and get through the trivial stuff, you don't get to those deeper things. And look, I'm the first to say this is difficult for mums with small children to do. I reckon probably for quite a few years I didn't have time to do anything like this. However, as soon as they started sleeping through, I started getting up a little earlier and getting on to this, putting things down so that I could process a little bit better. And it doesn't have to be a spiritual thing. Some people might want to use it to pray or to ask God to speak to them. Other people might want to get a Bible out and think about something in the Psalms or a verse that they like. But you don't have to. It's completely open to you to do it however you like.
It's a great thing too, Jenny, also, like with stress, you know, a lot of stress at home, stressful situations, to actually go, look, you know, instead of just this constant worry, which we know 90% of worry is just useless, putting it down and going, right, 8 o'clock tonight when the kids are in bed, or at 1 o'clock this afternoon when the kids are having a sleep, I've taken my notes, I'm going to write this stuff down, I'm going to deal with it at this time, and once it's written down, let it go.
Compartmentalize? That's what the word I was looking for. I was going to say stick it in a box, yeah, then deal with it later. Yeah.
But it's a great thing to do, to put it on that list and deal with it at that time so you can free yourself up to other stuff.
That's right. And that's a lot of what it is. It's getting the junk out of your head so that you can free up the rest of your timetable to deal with things. And we've got so many relationships and timetables and problems that we've got going around in our heads, especially women. Bit different for men who do compartmentalize.
Yeah, we do.
But we have a patchwork of things all intertwined, and it's interesting how just writing it down does help you sort through some of those things.
I did hear a good episode on Focus on the Family once of men are waffles and women are spaghetti. So, you know, we've got all these little segments that we just compartmentalize.
Yes.
Good work, Scotty. I'm with you. Good work, Scotty.
Whereas women are spaghetti going everywhere.
Yes, yeah. That's correct. But for men, journaling could help you connect some of those dots. Like, you do compartmentalize. However, there are things would go in between that network, and to journal right might be the thing that helps you work out the connections between.
So, Scotty, you're going next week. So how about your list is a packing list?
And I'll compartmentalise that into one little simple task.
Thanks, Scotty.
Thanks, Jenny. Treasuringmothers.com. Can you teach me that word when we get off here?